Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
Thank you. tired fish back in its tiny pond.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amin D, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Pre-produced at my Danger Zone in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours, playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 91 of the program, and it is an all-original episode. I've always looked at this episode on my production schedule as one that was going to be troublesome. I have drained all of my sources on the last two all-originals, and I don't want to touch any of them until the Midsummer New Music Spectacular episode, which will be the next New Music episode in late June or early July. So it's basically a bridge episode where I have three new releases, some leftovers from before, and like zero CanCon, so it was setting up to be a bit of a scrounge. Regarding my CanCon gap, what do I have in common with Vanilla Ice? When there's a problem, I solve it. Robin, CJSF program director, for something unrelated, had given me access to Earshot Distro. Earshot Distro, of course, is the national database where any artist, anybody, can pay $50 an album or $8 a song and have their music uploaded to it. It's not comprehensive, but it is almost exclusively Canadian, which is what I need so desperately. a lot of what one can find there is, how would I describe it? Commercial aspirational or painfully independent. There is a lot of Bogan stuff on there. I know Bogan is an Australian term, but it does apply. And I do love Bogan music when it has flavor, with its redeeming aspects and fatal flaws. It is a not guilty, guilty pleasure. So the opening set tonight was all from Earshot Distro. I went back not even a month, and that is what I found. The first was Joni Void from Greasy Montreal. Not Bogan, that one, so much. That should probably be on our playlist if it isn't already. The next two were more Bogan for sure. They were from Andrew Roger, who resides outside of Arnprior and then Knitting. Yes, there was acoustic guitar harmonics on that last one, but I will defend both. They both had flavor. So those three were all of the Earshot Distro songs for tonight, but they were exactly what I needed to take this episode over the top. Considering this is a shadow episode with limited research, it really came together, and I like it a lot. The randoms are good. The stuff I scrounged is pretty good. I had lots of Blaylock's leftovers, which were great, and there are new releases from Spiral XP, Pop Pop Vernac, and Devours. In fact, my favorite song from the new Devours record is coming up right now.
Corporate is the new finally get the chance to speak.